Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Mother's Day to all of you moms joining in this morning. We hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And remember, this is the busiest day for the phone company of the entire year. Today's the busiest day. So if you're in an area where you have problems getting through, make your phone calls early. And if we can help you to have a great-looking yard, the number to call, 800-259-9231. We're going to work together so that you can have a great year. Things have been a little bit slow all over the country, a lot slower than previous years, but things are beginning to play catch up, and you should be out in the yards right now. I'm going to mow my lawn probably Monday for the first time of the year, and I know further south you've been doing that on a regular basis, but things are beginning to catch up. And you want to get out in the yard and get some planting done. Cold weather crops should go in the ground right now. If you delay, what will happen is they won't be as productive. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, those particular plants need to go in the ground during April and early May. It really does benefit them. They prefer a growing condition when they get established that's cooler. And if you can provide that, they will be more productive. If you wait until mid-June or early June, early to mid-June, the air temperature should be a lot warmer, and hopefully it will, but what happens is the plant has been in that seed tray for a long time. It's getting pot-bound, and when you plant it, it's slower in getting established in the ground. So get those plants in the garden as soon as you can. Other plants that like to be put into the garden at this time of the year, peas, spinach, lettuce. Now, spinach and lettuce, there's another reason that they want to be planted at this time of the year. Main reason is that as the weather gets warm, these particular crops, instead of producing foliage, which is what you're eating the lettuce leaves, you're eating the spinach leaves. If you plant them late, the weather gets really warm, the plant, instead of producing foliage, begins to produce seed. So it changes from vegetative growth to flowering growth. It will make a little bloom, and it will make seed. Well, you say, well, that's not a big deal. There's still leaves on it, but what happens is when lettuce and spinach begin to go to a productive stage of making flowers and then eventually seeds, the juices in the plant begin to change, and it makes the plant taste bitter. So instead of having nice lettuce that's sweet and tender, it gets tough, and it begins to get bitter tasting. So get your lettuce plants, get your seeds in the ground early so that you can eat them while your temperatures get cool. Now, during the summer, if you like a plant like lettuce and you like spinach, one of the substitutes is Swiss chard. You can take Swiss chard and cook it the same way as you do spinach. So spinach, cool weather, Swiss chard, hot weather. Lettuce will not be as productive during the heat of summer. You need to change the varieties. So during the summer, instead of having the nice little leafy type lettuce, you're better off with a head lettuce. So the iceberg or the upright growing varieties that you would use to make a Caesar salad. So plant your leaf lettuce early and late. When you go buy your seeds, always buy enough for two plantings. You can plant peas now, have peas ready during June and July, and then you have seeds left to plant in August. The seeds that you plant in August will be ready in early October, so you have a fall crop. The same thing with your lettuce. You can plant lettuce, your little leafy type varieties that you love so much when you pick them when they're like 2, 3, 4 inches in height. Pick them young. And what's nice about a leaf type lettuce, when you pick it, bring scissors with you in the garden. Cut the leaves about an inch from the ground. Put them in cold water. They'll chill up nice and firm. But by leaving 1 inch of stem of your lettuce plant in your row, the plant will produce all new foliage. When it gets hot, they poop out. So you plant a second crop of lettuce in late August, and it will be productive in September, October, and possibly even in early November. I know many people that have taken old storm windows, the old-fashioned wooden storm windows, and they have created in their garden for the late fall and early winter a cold frame. Boards around the side or even plastic. And storm windows as a top. And you can actually have lettuce right into the winter months. If it gets a lot of sun, if it's in a sheltered area, and you can really, really enjoy your garden by extending the growing season. So you got to think about the fall this spring. If you want peas for a fall season and lettuce for the fall, buy additional seed at this time of the year. Because if you go to look for your seed in August, you will not find it. The seed companies deliver the seeds to your local garden center in March. It stays there until early July. And in July, that seed is collected, returned to the seed company. They go through the packets, and some of the varieties of seed are shipped down south, where they have an additional 2 months or more of growing season, and they can still sell the seeds. So green beans, peas, lettuce can be still planted that time of the year. So in the north, it's going to be too late. So they ship all of those seeds down south where they have an additional several weeks of growing season, and they're looking for that type of a plant. So pick up your seeds early, and that will help you to extend the flowering season. Now, if you're looking for some ideas of some great plants for Mother's Day, here's the call, 800-259-9231. Will help you to select the perfect plant. And those of you that get my newsletter, if you go to paulparent.com, top of the page, it says newsletter. Just click on it, put in your email address, and every Thursday we will give you ideas of plants that would do well in your yard. This week, one of my favorite plants is the Korean spice or Mayflower viburnum. And if you go to the website right now, you can read about it. It's a fragrant plant that blooms at this time of the year for Mother's Day.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. George, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's everything in Minnesota today?
It's going good. It looks like it's going to be a nice warm day out again, about in the 70s, and looking forward to it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Things in New England are finally beginning to warm up, and we're ready to go.
Good deal.
Who do we have up first this morning, George?
Up first we have Thomas in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and he's got some questions about plum trees.
Okay. Thomas, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Well, my question is, my brother had two plum trees. One was broken by accident, and he passed away, so I got no idea what the variety is he had. But it was also the type that you need something to pollinate it.
Okay.
And I was recommending Alderman as one of them. Does that sound reasonable?
Yep. Alderman is a good, it's been around for a long, long time. It's a nice, hardy plum, and it's something that most likely will cross-pollinate with it.
Okay. Wait, one other question, just for the heck of it. On spinosad, it's good for the caterpillars, but where it's not actually a pesticide, would that harm bees?
No. Spinosad is a bacteria, and it was found in the Caribbean islands by a scientist who was on vacation. And I'll give you a quick story. He was on vacation. He went to visit a rum plantation, which if you go down there, I guess that's one of the things that you do, and came out of his tour, and across the street was a broken down brick building or stone building. And he crossed the road, went to look around, and noticed that about a 10-foot circle around the building, none of the foliage of the plants had been chewed, and when you went further away, the plants had all kinds of holes in them. Couldn't understand what was going on. Went back, talked to the tour guide, and he was told that that was the old rum factory. And that in the olden days, when the rum was done, the sediment that remained was dumped. And it was dumped right around the building as a type of fertilizer. Well, the bacteria formed in it. He worked with his company and the government, and they brought some of the soil to the United States. They did some tests on it, and they found a new microbe, a new bacteria, and grew it, got all the testing done. And it's something that will kill a lot of chewing insects, and they're finding out now that it will do more and more and more. But if a bird eats it, it will not hurt it. It will take care of a Colorado potato beetle, which is a really tough pest if you're trying to grow potatoes, but all types of caterpillar. So you spray it on your foliage of your plants, and if you've got the big tomato hornworms, knocks it right out within hours. If you have tent caterpillars that are beginning to form on your trees right now, spray the spinosad on your flowering crabs, on lilacs, on any type of a tree that does get caterpillar. And if a bird picks up a caterpillar, it will not hurt him. And that's one of the great things. And that's where they're doing a lot of research now. They're trying to find naturally occurring insect controls that are safe for the environment. And this is part of the new technology. And you can put this, if you're growing broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and you get the little looper that chews holes in it. If you have flowering crabs or cherry and any kind of a fruit tree, and you notice holes being chewed in the foliage, and you don't want to use any chemicals, spinosad will do the job. And you have a company like Fertiloam, they have it available. And Bonide Lawn and Garden both carry this spinosad product. It's wonderful, it's safe, and it will not hurt anything but chewing type caterpillars and some varieties of beetles. Also, cutworms. So you can mix some spinosad in your watering can, plant your peppers and tomatoes, and if you've had cutworms in the past, soak the ground around your plant, and that will take care of the cutworms, and it's all organic. Spin those dad.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. We were talking with Thomas about plums, and another good plum, Thomas, is one called Stanley. And Stanley's been around for a long, long time, and that is a good pollinator also. And he may be a little bit easier to find at your local garden center, so you can consider that plant also. George? Who's up next?
Pat in New Hampshire has a question about a product you talked about last week.
Okay, Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. A few weeks ago, you were talking about a new product that you put in when you plant your broccoli plants so it doesn't get the root maggot.
Yes.
And no one seems to know what it is around here. I wonder if you could give me the name.
It's a brand new product, and the name of the company, and you can write this down and tell them, the name of the company that makes it is called Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E, Lawn and Garden. And this is a company that only sells their products to the garden centers, not the box stores, only the garden centers, because a product like this needs to have some explanation, and the people in the box stores have no idea what these products are, because one day they're selling 2x4s, and the next day they're selling pipes, and, you know, they're not specializing. So it's Bonide Lawn and Garden, and it's 8 E-I-G-H-T granules for the vegetable garden. It's not a dust. It's a granule. Now, it was only approved in Massachusetts and New Hampshire this past week, a week ago. So some of the garden centers may not have it.
but they can order it for you through their distributors. Now, this Granular 8 is going to replace a product that was available worldwide called Diaznon. And Diaznon was used for many, many, many years. And they found that it was not breaking down in the soil like they wanted it to. So they stopped making it and they stopped selling it. And it's been off the market for, oh, I bet you it's been 10 years now. And we haven't had a good soil insecticide. So this is a new formulation called 8 Granules. And your local garden center, if they don't have it, they can get it for you. Okay? And it does say right on the package, for soil insects in the vegetable garden. And you will take care of wire worms on potatoes and root maggot on things like radishes will get it, beets, carrots, and then broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and cabbage will also get it in some gardens. And what it looks like is a little maggot, and it's chewing on the root system of your plants. Not everybody gets it, fortunately, but when I lived in Massachusetts, I had it, and I could not grow those crops without using Diaznon. In Maine, where I live now, I don't have it, but I know friends who live a couple miles away from me, and they have it. So it's here and there. If you have it, 8 granules made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, and they're the only company that has the product. It's brand new. As I said, it was just approved a week ago Thursday in some of the New England states. Good question. Thank you, Pat. George, who's up next?
Mike in Massachusetts has some questions about grass seed.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thanks for taking my call, Paul. I have two questions. One,
yes,
I have scale on my bushes. What do I use to put treat the bushes? And another question, I want to put down grass seed on patches in my lawn. I usually put down loam, and then I put the grass seed over it and the fertilizer. Then I put just a little loam on the top. But last week and a half ago, I put down Terpilla plus Hulse. When can I seed? Thank you.
Okay.
Taking my
okay, thank you. Okay, when you put down Turf Builder with Halts, and Halts is a crabgrass preventer, and Halts, when it gets wet, will dissolve from the granular product that you put it down with your spreader to a liquid. When the liquid dries, it creates a skin or a barrier on the surface of the soil. When the crabgrass seed begins to germinate, it will absorb some of this liquid, killing some of the seed. Some of the seed that doesn't absorb enough, as it works its way through the soil and punctures this barrier or skin, it will absorb it through the foliage, and it will kill the newly sprouting grass seed. Okay, now the problem is you're planting fresh seed. The only way that you can plant fresh seed in these areas would be to put down an inch of fresh soil on top of your hulls. Now you've got soil that does not have any of that chemical on it. Plant your grass seed. Put some soil on top of it, it will germinate, and you will not have a problem. But you cannot plant grass seed unless you add additional soil to cover this barrier. So if you do that, you can. Now, good varieties of grass seed, there's Jonathan Green has something called Black Beauty. Wonderful, wonderful grass seed. Deep, deep roots will grow in the sun. and it will blend in with your existing lawn. Great thing to use. There's a company called Wildflower Farm. And if you have not added your crabgrass preventer, this is one of the new ideas of growing a lawn. They use fine fescue. Fine fescue will require one or two applications of fertilizer per year. You don't need four. It will require half the amount of water that your normal grasses will require, and it will grow in the sun or the shade. It's salt tolerant. So if you're looking for the ultimate grass seed, go to their website, wildflowerfarm.com, and they'll give you a list of the nurseries that carry it. But the other thing is, this is a grass seed that you may mow a couple times a year. It grows short, so it does not need a lot of maintenance, and it's a real, real good product. Now, scale is an insect like a turtle. It has a hard shell on it, and it attaches itself to the plant. What the only way to kill scale, and it can be white, can be oval, white, shaped insects. It can be a black bump or a brown bump. You need to use something called all-season oil. And the way that the oil works is when you spray it on the plant, it will coat the shell of the insect, smothering it. So it's a very safe way of doing it. It's not a chemical, and it will not hurt any other insect. And it will smother the insect. Now, you need to use it again because this time of the year especially, the scale has laid eggs underneath her shell and is protecting the eggs and the young that are going to be hatching, like putting an umbrella over a nest filled with eggs. So you kill the adult. About 2 or 3 weeks from now, you go back again and you reapply this all-season oil, because the mother will die. She will eventually fall from the plant, exposing the eggs and the young scale insects. So you need to reapply it to kill them, and it will smother them, and the problem will get less and less and less. Okay? So when you use any type of an oil product, you need 2 applications, 2 or 3 weeks apart to make it most effective. And it works wonderful on red spider, on aphids, on mealybug, because insects cannot become immune to the product because it's not toxic to them. It suffocates them. It plugs up all of their pores. They can't breathe, and they die. So it's a good product, and you can use it in the vegetable garden, flower beds, trees and shrubs, and during the winter on houseplants in your home. Great question. Thank you. George, who's up next?
Paula in Lowell has a question about azalea plants.
Paula, good morning and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, Paul. I have a question about azaleas.
Yes.
I have 3 3-year-old azaleas that we had put in the front of the house. I am not good with plants, so I'll tell you the problem. We cover them during the winter with, like, we surround them with a burlap and we put, like, a trellis-type angle over them to protect them from the heavy snow.
Okay.
And when we ended in this year, they were very brown compared to what they were last year. There is, if I scrape the vine, it is green underneath. 2 of them have a lot of green leaves and some buds on them. But one of them is, it's a lot of brown. It does have some green buds on the outer aspect of the plant, but nothing on the center root part.
Okay. What I want you to do with those azaleas is I want you to fertilize them with either Holly Tone or a product made by a company called Dr. Earth, and they have a fertilizer for acid-loving plants with what they call probiotics, and it's a combination of microbes that they add to their fertilizer. You want to do it spring and fall, and that will help a great deal. If you're having problems with azaleas, and I mean, I love azaleas. I mean, I think there's no prettier of a plant. Where I live in Maine, I don't grow azaleas because they're a lot of work. And you have to put an anti-desiccant, like wilt proof or wilt stop on them. You have to put burlap around them and create these, like signboards over them to keep the heavy snow. So I plant other things. But if you want to continue to grow them, feed them spring and fall. Make sure there's a couple of inches of bark mulch around the plant. And make sure that in the fall, if we happen to get a dry fall, that you water those plants well into the Thanksgiving season of the year, so they have a lot of moisture. And that will help a great deal. But feed them, keep them wet, the new growth will come. And they'll be fine. As long as they're green, they're still alive.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, five generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at Ace Hardware and your local garden center.
If you want your lawn to look lush and green, it's time to step things up. Scott's four-step annual program makes it easy. From an early spring feeding that also stops crabgrass before it starts, to late spring nourishment and weed control, to protection from the high summer heat, to building strong, deep roots for an early spring green-up. Step up your lawn care today. Buy the Scott's 4-Step Annual Program exclusively from the people you trust, the folks at your independent garden center and hardware store. It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hardworking soils. Start with Osmocote Potting and Planting Soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. Direct.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good morning. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
That would be, hold on, get my notes here. Tom in Massachusetts has a question about moving rhododendrons.
Tom, good morning. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Paul. Paul, I'd like to move a rhododendron plant. Mm-hmm. About 4 feet high by about 3 foot wide. It's not too big. It's only been in a few years.
Okay, yeah. This is the perfect time.
It is.
Any plant, Tom, that has not begun to make a lot of new growth, you can move. And rhododendrons, they're not going to really make any new growth until we get to the end of May, early June.
Oh.
So what you want to do is take some rope or some string and tie it together. Pull it together. It'll make it easier for you to dig in the soil around the plant. And you're going to dig a trench in the shape of a donut around it. And you want to try and get as much of a soil ball as you can handle. Once you've dug this trench and the soil ball feels loose that you can move it, if it's going to be something larger than, let's say, 1.5 feet in diameter, go to your garden center, feed and grain store, hardware store, get some burlap, and wrap the root ball with a piece of burlap. Where the burlap overlaps, get some nails, just regular nails you've got around the house, a couple of inches long. Weave the nail between the two pieces of burlap, and that will hold it together.
Okay.
And then, if it's big, what you do is you push the root ball to one side of your hole, throw some of the soil back into the hole, and then roll the root ball on top of that mound of soil, kick some more soil, and slowly raise the ball out of the ground. Now, if it's going to be really heavy, I moved a rhododendron 6 foot tall and 6 foot wide. There was no way it could pick up the root ball. If you have a plastic tarp, roll the root ball on top of the plastic tarp and then just pull on the tarp and it will slide very, very easily across your lawn to the garden where you're going to be planting it.
Okay.
When you plant it, add some soil conditioner like compost, like seaweed, and that will help the plant to get established. So you need to add some type of organic matter. Now, because you're cutting a lot of these roots and it hasn't been pruned on a regular basis like a nursery does, use mycorrhizae. And you can buy mycorrhizae at any lawn and garden center. Mycorrhizae is the new technology of gardening. It will double the size of your existing root system in just a couple weeks. It's a bacteria that grows on the roots, helping the root system to get established a lot quicker. And all the garden centers have it. It's the name, one of the companies is called Thrive. Another one is called Nature's Technology. But it's only available in garden centers. When you put that plant in, it wants to be at the same level. Untie the branches. Keep it nice and moist. And if you want to put a couple handfuls of a granular fertilizer like Hollytone around it to help to motivate it, wonderful. And the other thing is, in the fall, because you have transplanted this plant, treat the plant with an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. It will plug up all of the pores on the plant and help it to get through the first winter, because you have cut a lot of the roots. Every leaf on that plant has its own root system. So when you dug it, you left a lot of those roots still in the ground. The mycorrhizae and the soil conditioners will help, but if you can really use an anti-desiccant in the fall for any evergreen, plants that lose their foliage during the winter are not in as much of a stress because there's no foliage. But if you transplant from your yard in the spring, any plant that retains its foliage during the winter, use an anti-desiccant and keep it wet right up until the ground freezes. If we can help you, give us a call, 800-259-9231.